Unsafe, unpredictable, unreliable. That is the state of affairs at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. As you all know, for many months now, we've taken calls from so many of you who've spoken about the railway infrastructure and how you have watched as the thieves in broad daylight decimated the infrastructure. We've seen problems with delays for trains. We've seen communities upset and the torching of coaches. What on earth is going on there? We're joined now by the CEO of Prasa Rail, Nosipho Damasane. A very good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Good morning, Bongani. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, and we appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. I'm going to quote something that the Transport Minister has said about the challenges at Prasa recently. No doubt you'll be familiar with it. He says, and I quote, "The challenges at Prasa have nothing to do with the soundness of its long-term strategy. In fact, this has been given a nod by external firms that have reviewed it. The problem, rather, is failure to implement the strategy and the absence of able and capable leadership. Over the years, the company has hemorrhaged critical capacity as a consequence of weak leadership and dysfunctional management. This resulted in a knock-on effect on the ability of the company to deliver on its mandate." End quote. Nosipho Damasane, you are now in charge of rail at Prasa. How are you going to make sure Figile Mbalula never says anything like this about your leadership and your time at the helm?
I think, Bongani, just to start exactly on that quote, I think the minister has already started doing something about it, because the administrator who took over in January, because remember, Prasa is still under administration, the first thing that he actually did after structuring what it is that needs to be done, identifying the problems and the failed strategies you talk about, was to actually get out and recruit strong leadership. So if you remember, he announced, I think, five at the same time of the core business operations leadership to actually drive Prasa, of which I am one of.
And in terms of what you are responsible for, my question again to you is, how do listeners, how do commuters who rely on Prasa get some assurance that you, with you in charge, this will never be said of Prasa again?
So given the fact that we have failed strategies, if you read the strategies themselves, you realize that there's nothing wrong with them. The strategies are intact. They all say the same things in terms of what needs to be done in the organization. I think what has actually failed in the past in Prasa is execution of those strategies. So the one thing that I've done as Prasa Rail is actually get straight into execution mode. And that can be proven by the fact that from the 1st of July, I actually got here on the 17th of June. On the 1st of July, we started launching corridors. Of the 34 corridors, we have now launched 11 in 3 months. And you must understand, launching those corridors under the circumstances has not been easy ride, in the sense that if I just break down the regions, in Gauteng, where we are completely, completely vandalized and hard hit, the strategy I took was to actually turn the power lines into diesel lines. Most people argue the diesel is actually an expensive option, but I can tell you it's expensive, not that expensive, but it works. So effectively, for Gauteng, we're running 3 corridors at the moment that we've launched since July. All of them are on diesel. All of them are what we term A corridors, which means that's where most of our people are actually affected. And at this point in time, we're focusing now key on another corridor, which is very important for us, that is Gauteng, which is actually moving people from Mabopane into Pretoria. And we are actually coming up with a hybrid concept where we will actually use buses and trains, diesel trains off-peak, to make sure that people move whilst we rehabilitate the corridors. The strategy that we have adopted as Prasa at this point in time is to actually open a Prasa corridor by corridor.
Nosipho Damasane, I appreciate opening it up corridor by corridor, and you sound like you've got grand plans, but aren't we running away from the core issue here? And that is the issue of security. In other words, moving to diesel, having this hybrid system, doesn't actually deal with a fundamental problem, and that is the decimation of the infrastructure, which we watched happen.
There are 3 things we're doing with that. First of all, the strategy is to open corridor by corridor. We do not open a corridor if we do not have a security implementation program that is clear. So effectively, in each corridor, we first of all agree on a deployment strategy and we deploy security. I'm sure you are aware that we have appointed new 3,100 full-time employees as security personnel to work for PRASA so that there's ownership. So we first of all deploy security in a corridor, rehabilitate the corridor, or actually utilize diesel where we can, like I've said, in Johannesburg, and then we get into operating mode. If you look at our statistics across the country, you will find that security is minimal in terms of the reasons why we have any of the delays or cancellations. However, our strategy is to be on time every day, and we're managing and monitoring that every day. So there's one part of the security that we have dealt with is the fact that we do not operate or open a corridor if security is not intact. Now, the second question you're going to ask me is, how are you going to deal with the fact that we are continuing to be vandalized in the other areas?
Yeah, that is precisely the question, because we know the stations are still being trashed. Yeah.
So there's three things there that are actually happening, Bongani. The first one being the fact that there are stations that are vandalized completely beyond measure. But PRASA has three strategies on security. On operations. The one is we operate where we can with minimal service. At the moment, we're doing all the peak operations except for KZN, where we're actually operating the whole day. The second one is that the minister has actually now launched the integrated process that is actually dealing with all the stakeholders coming together to actually look at intelligence, policing, partnering with people like Transnet, Railway Safety Regulator, the DOT itself, the National Prosecuting Authority, Home Affairs. And so we sort of pull it together. And we have come up with a five-pillar strategy for security that is actually then driving the concept of making sure that we deliver on these. So the pillars are, one, we look at intelligence gathering, analysis, and coordination. The second one is we're taking a proactive approach in terms of investigations and actually making arrests. The third one is the combat approach. The fourth one is the reactive approach through detection. And the last one is communication and liaison. And the reason now in that structure, we have then decided it's an elephant. We can't chow all of it. So there's corridors where we can operate, that we can convert to diesel, which is what we're working on. There's corridors that are running on power in all the other regions where the rehabilitation is actually not that big in terms of necessity. And then we have corridors that would need rehabilitation because they've been vandalized to an extent, but they can still operate.
Look, ultimately,
the ones we are talking about where we are completely vandalized and it's probably going to be difficult to start. But if you remember, the minister had announced that we are actually going through the modernization process. So with modernization, we would have destroyed those stations and those pairways. We would have built new ones, like literally building new railways, and we would have actually then brought in the modernized approach.
All right, Nosipho, I've got to come in there because I need you to answer specific questions one at a time. Otherwise, we have a rambling conversation. We don't get much answered. I mean, I appreciate, obviously, you're taking over an entity, a part of an entity that really is in a mess. Ultimately, people are going to be looking for arrests. Ultimately, people are going to say, for as long as criminals know they can get away with the kind of vandalism that you are describing, if they know they can get away with it, it'll continue.
We actually have made a lot of arrests, Bongani. We have arrested people that work for PRASA that are involved in this process. They're actually sitting in jail with no bail. We have actually looked at organized people like the scrap metal companies. We're actually targeting them. We are actually having a lot of arrests at this point in time. And I think with the integrated strategy that has come up and being introduced, now the police are active. The railway police are active. PRASA is active. And we see results.
How many commuter lines are operating at the moment, even with reduced services?
Of the 34 corridors, we are now operating 11. We're looking at opening three more in the next 2-3 weeks. That are actually sitting on trains. So at this point in time, we are not planning Bongani, we're executing. And you know, you get into those trains because I actually go with the teams and the other executives to board the trains to see how we are operating. There's no overcrowding. There's no fare evasion. I think COVID has actually helped us to think in terms of how to operate the railway system. So effectively, we're having the numbers. We're following the regulations on COVID, but we have physically opened in 3 months. We have opened 11 corridors. We're looking for 3 more, and we're just going strong. And we have a clear plan to 31st March to open the entire system.
Yeah, because I was going to say 11 out of 34 does not inspire too much confidence, but I also understand the contents. Well, I mean, we shouldn't have got here. Look, I appreciate that, but we should fully appreciate that, but we shouldn't have got here in the first place. What about people within PRASA? You talk about arrest within the organization. A lot of these decisions, at least the decisions to look away, were taken with people at the helm. Any responsibility there?
I think there's a lot of work that the previous administrator has done. As I say to you, I got here on the 17th of June, so it's 3 months now. But I can tell you, people have actually, consequence management has happened. People were implicated in terms of things that were wrongdoing or anything that was done incorrectly at PRASA. Actually, not at PRASA at the moment.
Nosipho Damasane, we wish you luck. We'll keep in touch, and maybe one of these days when you've got your network up and running and in order, we'll come out and see for ourselves, and maybe we'll interview you on one of the lines to see exactly how it has gone. That's the new PRASA Rail CEO, Nosipho Damasane.